This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. All through the gray winter months, flashes of bright white and pale blue plumage decorate the North Bay landscape as our native egrets and herons go about their lives, largely untroubled by their close proximity to humankind. But as spring warms into summer, they fade from view and take to the tall trees for nesting season in places like the Bolinas Lagoon Preserve.
The heronry has existed there from at least the 20s, and every year, as early as late January, great blue herons start coming in, and by mid-March, great egrets and perhaps a few snowies come in to the redwood trees, and they start nesting. They pair up, build their nests, start laying eggs and raising the chicks, and that process will continue until the chicks fledge by July to early August.
Andy LaFrenz is a board member of the Audubon Canyon Ranch, which owns and oversees the Bolinas Preserve, as well as a volunteer guide there. This time of year, he says, is ideal for observing the young herons and egrets, especially at the preserve.
The nests are 50 to 100 feet high in the redwood trees, but they're at the base of a canyon, and there's a small hiking trail that you can get up to, an area where spotting scopes are located, and you can actually look down into the nests and see the eggs, see the chicks, see the feeding behavior, see the entire life cycle of the chicks as they grow up and fledge.
That viewing spot lies at the end of a quarter-mile trail, which climbs about 200 feet to the vantage point. It's far enough across the canyon for the big birds to feel safe. Even though these species have been nesting in the same trees for many generations, LaFrenz says they don't know if the same adults are returning year after year.
We don't ban the birds, and we don't even have a real good idea about how far they disperse once they go away. We suspect that the birds may be returnees, but it's fairly likely that the chicks, when they grow up, may find it their own rookery, simply because of the inbreeding that would otherwise result.
The chicks grow from pale blue eggs, not much bigger than chicken eggs, into birds that can stand 4 feet tall or more. But since much of that is legs and neck, plus a wide wingspan, the adult still weighs only about 5 pounds. And full-grown males and females are difficult to distinguish.
The size is the same, the shape is the same. The only way you can tell is during mating. And another way possibly is the male tends to bring the stick and give it to the female who places it in the nest. So she's the interior decorator and he's the material man, if you will. But they both engage, for example, in raising of the chicks, feeding of the chicks. It's not the male does his thing and leaves by any stretch.
Prized for their brilliant feathers, egrets and herons were once hunted to near extinction more than a century ago. Since that was banned, their numbers have rebounded and have now remained generally stable for the past several decades. The viewing season at the Bolinas Preserve continues, weekends and holidays, through July 12th. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.